This is Terry Daniel. Join me for the VoiceOver Cafe right here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
You're listening to EPN.
This is Dr. Bill Lampton, and welcome to the Speech Coaching Radio Show, a part of the EPN network. My speech coaching advice for today revolves around the five things you want them saying after your speech. You can be sure that audience members will share their opinions about your speech afterward. Some will evaluate your presentation as they're leaving the meeting site, and others will be telling their family, friends, and colleagues about your presentation during the next couple of weeks. Here are five comments you hope they will make after every speech you give. Comment number one, expert on the topic. It's no accident that this comment ranks first among the five we will consider. Audiences want to know that you have mastered your subject area. Through research, job experiences, degrees, continuing education, reading, mentors, conferences, seminars, interviewing industry leaders, and through other avenues to expertise. You will earn expert status when your listeners consider your information well-documented, up-to-date, and relevant. Also, you become an authority when you provide data and insights they haven't heard elsewhere. Comment number two, gave useful advice for my business. Dedicated business professionals who hear you are eager to pinpoint something you recommend that will improve their business. Your so-called nuggets become their takeaways. Implementing your suggestions, they will improve their budgeting, marketing, customer service, media relations, sales training, employee orientation, or annual meetings. Stay alert to the continuing popularity of how-to titles and topics. They boost attendance, stimulate interest, and give your presentation a lifespan well beyond the event. Comment number three, very interesting. Dull speakers do not hold attention, and they need not sit by the phone waiting for an invitation to return. Stay interesting by talking about fascinating organizations in your community, little-known facts behind famous events, spellbinding true stories, your own highly unusual life experiences, celebrities you've spent time with, your favorite movies, or current events in politics, sports, entertainment, and business. Comment number four, highly motivational. You might be familiar with a half dozen presenters widely known as motivational speakers. However, they don't hold a patent on that title, nor should they. You can earn that reputation yourself, whether you become famous or not. Speak about what has touched your life deeply and changed you dramatically. Tell listeners how a caring relative rescued you from a severe crisis. Describe how you approached every day differently once you overcame a severe illness. Admit that you lost a prestigious job and trace how you bounced back in your career. Also, talk about friends, relatives, and colleagues who overcame handicaps that would have limited people with less courage. And remember, motivational speakers don't have to shout. They let their material do that for them. Comment number 5 sounded like a conversation, not a speech. You have noticed that stilted oratory died decades ago. Contemporary speakers recognize that simpler is better. Today's most accomplished speakers sound less like pear-toned broadcasters and more like the neighbor you chat with in the grocery store. Even in so-called high churches, clergymen are likely to abandon the elevated pulpit to stand on the same level with the audience. Plus, they are less preachy and more conversational. Regarding language, the speaker's wording has become much less formal, moving away from yesterday's pompous words and phrases such as moreover, henceforth, and notwithstanding. So, in closing, ask yourself, what are they saying about my speeches afterward? Keep improving until they say the 5 comments we have spotlighted. Thanks for tuning into the Speech Coaching Radio Show here on the EPN Network. I'm your host, Dr. Bill Lampton.
This is the ePodcast Network.